Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a press release from the Region 1 Board of Education, after an extensive search and interview process, Stephen Shebe has been selected to serve as the next assistant principal at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. More than 25 candidates applied for the position. According to this release, four candidates were selected for interviews, which included teachers, central office administrators, parents, board members, and students. Shebe is currently Dean of Students at Region 10 Schools at Lewis Mills School and has been in that position since 2012. His responsibility include monitoring student discipline, leading the student assistance team, school climate team, leading the positive behavior intervention supports, and serving as class advisor. He's from Burlington, where he lives with his wife, Suzanne. They've been married for 24 years. They have two sons. He'll begin his role at the beginning of the new school year on July 1st. There will be a meet and greet coming up tomorrow from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School cafeteria. All students, staff, parents, and community members are invited to attend. Anybody under the age of 21 will not be able to purchase tobacco products in Ulster County after 2018. The county raised its minimum age to buy the product from 18, a law signed this week. Retailers who violate that law will face penalties as high as $1,000 for a first offense, $1,500 for subsequent offenses. Ulster County now joins counties across the state, including Orange, Westchester, Albany, and New York City, that have already raised the minimum age of purchase. Coming up on Wednesday at the Kent Senior Center, there will be a Father's Day luncheon at noon with a menu featuring bratwurst, sauerkraut, beet salad, pasta salad, apple strudel. The suggested donation is $4 per person. Advance reservations are required at 860-927-2055. By the way, monthly menus are available at the Senior Center. Transportation to and from a home to the Senior Center is available through the Northwest Connecticut Transit District by contacting them at 860-906-7433. Now, the regular meeting of the Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission will happen at 5:30 tonight. That will be at Sharon Town Hall. A blood drive sponsored by the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Squad will be held at Town Hall in Salisbury at the meeting room at 27 Main Street on Thursday the 14th from 11 till 4. 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment, or 1-800-733-2767. You can visit them online at redcrossblood.org. Lyme and other tick-borne diseases have impacted the lives of many in the Hudson Valley. Coming up on Thursday the 14th from 6 to 8 p.m., learn about the latest research findings and prevention recommendations at a panel discussion being held by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York, being offered in collaboration with Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett, featuring experts in science, medicine, and public health. After panelists provide brief updates, Barrett will moderate questions from the audience. It's being held at the Carey Institute Auditorium. More information is available online at careyinstitute.org. The event is free, but you need to contact Carey and let them know you're coming. The White Hart Inn presents New York Times bestselling author Simon Winchester on the 14th, tracing the development of technology from the industrial age to the digital age in the modern world at 6 p.m. Well, the 7th Annual Sunset Music Series will kick off this week in Canaan, Connecticut, Rain or Shine, brought to you by the Couch People VFW Post 6851 and Auxiliary, live music, food, vendors, car, and motorcycle crews. More information on Facebook, Sunset Music Series. Coming up on the opening, June 14th, Seldom Heard Country Band. By the way, on the 21st, Weebo and Friends, and the 28th, Southern Voice. This runs through the end of August. It's at the Canaan VFW Couch Pipa Post on Route 7 in Canaan. June 14th through the 17th, Shakespeare's The Tempest, a musical, will be performed in Great Barrington at St. James Place. Senior citizens across the six towns of Region 1 invited to the annual Spring Social on Friday at noon at the Grove in Lakeville. The free luncheon is hosted by the recreation departments of Cornwall, Kent, Salisbury, and Sharon. The social includes a buffet luncheon prepared by Mises Restaurant, door prizes, and bingo. Seating is limited. Reservations are required by contact Mike Beck at 860-435-5191. June 15th, the Red Hook Public Library, Red Hook Rocks, the library's third annual summer front porch concert series, kicks off with live music from Lanny Boldy, Tom Starcy, Jan Ross, Denise Jalbert, Ethan Campbell. Bring blankets or chairs and picnic dinners to relax on the lawn. The library will provide lemonade and shade tents 5 till 8 p.m. An opening reception for Ellen Granater's exhibit, My Life with Clay, so far. The Knox Gallery Monterey Library on June 15th from 5:30 till 7:30. That exhibit can be viewed during library hours at Knox Gallery Monterey Library on Main Road in Monterey. You're also invited to join them for a closing reception on Friday the 20th from 6 till 7:30 p.m. Ankrum Community Cleanup Day happens on Saturday the 16th from 9 till 12 p.m. rain or shine at the Ankrum Town Garage. A donation of non-perishable food items for local food pantry is the price of admission. You can bring furniture, appliances, metal, glass, pots, pans, TV, computers, computer screens, electronics, batteries, tires off their rims, $2, tires on rims, $5, rims without their tires are free, large tractor or truck tires, $25. More information at 518-329-6190. The 9th Annual Open Your Eyes Studio Tour Preview Party will be held on Saturday at the Warrentown Center. It's free. RSVP at openyoureyestour.org or 860-618-0075, put on by the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council. On Saturday, June 16th at 4 p.m., Melissa G. Braislin, Stroke Program Coordinator, Speech Pathologist, and Director of Rehab Services at Sharon Hospital, will discuss stroke awareness. Topics include how to know if you or someone else is having a stroke and what to do, current treatments for stroke and its after effects, and prevention steps, including information about diet and exercise. More information on hours and events at 518-325-4101 or visit rojandlibrary.org on the web. The Montgomery Lodge No. 13 in Lakeville is continuing its tradition of monthly lobster sales. The next lobster sale will be held on Saturday, June 16th, and coming up on July 21st, August 18th, and September 15th. Lobsters can be picked up between 4 and 6 on the day of the sale at 41 Sharon Road in Lakeville, outside the lodge. Lobsters average 1 1/3 pounds at a price of $16 each and can be ordered by calling 860-435-9722. Additionally, raw or steamed clams are available for $7. A dozen. Friday with the Twilight at the Garden Cocktail Party at the Wasaic Project Summer Benefit. Celebrate the 10th Annual Summer Exhibition. Change of State. Explore Max and Mill. Win art prizes and the Arts Darts Raffle. Enjoy craft beer, cocktails, and food from Trough Catering from 5 till 8 p.m. A songwriter showcase hosted by Lance Middlebrook will take place on Saturday at 7:30 at the Northeast Millerton Annex on Century Boulevard. The audience will hear stories and inspiration behind the songs by the musicians who wrote them. The program will feature Bill Benson, George Potts, Carrie Johnson, and Roger Cohen. Doors open at 7. A $5 donation is asked at the door. Refreshments will be available. Dewey Hall's annual Father's Day Pancake Breakfast takes place on Sunday from 8 until 11, a quarter-century tradition that not only brings the community together, but helps raise some much-needed funds for the hall. Enjoy outdoor grilled pancakes with real maple syrup, sausage, and local blueberries. $7 for adults, $3 for children under 12, free for kids 6 and younger. Historic Dewey Hall is at 91 Main Street in Sheffield. The Stanford Grange is hosting its annual Strawberry Festival Sunday, June 17th from 2 till 4 p.m. at the Stanford Grange Hall on the front lawn. The menu includes traditional picnic fare, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, potato salad, Italian macaroni salad, baked beans, cold beverages, and homemade strawberry shortcake for dessert made with their local hand-picked strawberries. $12 per person with reservations, $15 per person without reservations. More information at 845-723-4772. Bring dad and family to a Sheffield American Legion Hall on Route 7 for Father's Day roast beef dinner, Sunday, June 17th from 5 until 7 p.m., sponsored by the Cancer Terminators Relay for Life team, raising money to fight the devastating disease. Dinners are $25 for adults, $10 for children 12 and under. Door prizes of 50-50 will be part of the fun. Tickets or more information, contact Emily at 413-329-7224. June 17th, Great Barrington, the Mahewi, beloved and groundbreaking experimental folk singer Annie DeFranco is on the Rise Up Tour promoting and the release of her latest album, Binary. That's at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 5.78 to 25,322.31 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7659.92. The S&P 500 at 27.82.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.